Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
The 2025 Cheltenham Festival. Day one, Tuesday. Day two, Wednesday. Preview, the betting ring. I'm looking forward to this one. We have three guests here for the first time, which I'm very much looking forward to. I'm joined by folks once again. How are you doing, folks?
Very well. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. Thank you very much. Mr. Hurley, who is our breeding expert, flat expert. Welcome.
Breeding expert. I don't talk about that on this podcast. Talk about that after 9 o'clock.
Brilliant.
Afternoon. Is it afternoon? Yeah. Pleased to be here at last. They've agreed the fee.
So Matt's here to share his wisdom. And we also got radio sensation. David, how are you doing?
Very good. Very humble to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
No problem.
I feel slightly out of it in terms of the other guy's knowledge. But yeah, I should try my best.
It's all a bit of fun and we're looking forward to it. Anything anyone wants to mention before we jumped into the Supreme on the Tuesday?
I think we ought to mention Mike O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
You know, this is our sport, as we would say, and blimey, 24. Great touch by Punchestown to cancel their meeting, which Musselburgh should have done as well, in my opinion. But, you know, the last thing any of the jockeys wanted to do, I suspect, was go out riding on the back of that news. So, I hope they name a race after him at Cheltenham, maybe next year or something, but desperate, absolutely desperate, 24. So.
Yeah, tragic. Mm. Yeah, younger than me.
Just underlines the dangers again, doesn't it, and what these guys do, and they've made it as safe as they possibly can for horses and jockeys now.
And
it's still going to be accidents.
And you hear, we've all heard it in betting shops, oh, he's just fell off, you know, these guys, 35 mile an hour into something 5.5 foot high on something that weighs a ton. It's not for me, I don't think, really, you know.
No, not at all. Okay, let's move into the Supreme on the Tuesday then. First race of the Cheltenham Festival. Early, I'm going to come to you first, sir.
Oh, Christ. Blimey, what? Well, you're a member of the club that I founded a few months ago, the Monday Club.
The Monday Club.
And I've always been a keen fan of Salvador Monday. And people knocked when he won last time and how hard it was. But I was actually impressed with that, for a horse to find, he was in trouble time for home, and to find and pick up and go away at the end. Yeah, it wasn't the best field that he's gone away from, but he's done it well. And when I see horses pull away from other horses, I always think that's what you want to see when you're turning that straight, going up the Cheltenham Hill, and you're pulling away and going up that hill. That's what I've seen. But then what happened at the DRF with Mullin's other thing, that big beast there, I think we're going to be talking about that horse for years to come. So, look, my colours are firmly pinned to Salvador Monday and I'll stay with him, but I'm scared of that Kopeck horse. He's a monster. I do think that's... I can see that jumping fences, as we're seeing with Maldra in the Arco. I think that's a two-mile chaser. And hopefully further, but yeah, I'll stick with Salvador Monday. I know me and Mark have bet a horse at a big price, Kiss Will. I think he's going to turn up. Willie said it will turn up in an Evo.
He will run money.
Yeah, I can't see him going to turn. He's a 2 mile speed horse. I think it's one of them ones where he's just going to run. I remember, was it Ile Thompson? Was that last season or the season before? Another one that had a run, then they just chucked him in the Supreme. He just ran around at the back.
He's the sort of thing, I think, if you got him out in front, he could have a fair few at it. I know the race at was it Ferrihouse, I think, when it fell apart a bit. But, you know, you can only... His French form was okay as well.
Yeah, I just was really impressed with the horse. I just worry that...
The other one
looks so good.
I agree. I said visually at the DRF, he looked brilliant, but I don't think I could be going in at evens to something like that. If you said to me, evens that or evens John Bon, it's a no contest for me. He may well win. He may well win easy, but to me, the biggest danger to him is himself. You know, first race of the festival, everyone knows, or I think every racing fan knows, that he gets het up and first race of the festival, the crowd are on edge, the jockeys are on edge, everyone's on edge, that big roar. He could be done by the time he gets to the start. Mm. And the other thing I think, which is going to be a trait throughout Cheltenham, I don't think they're going to let Mullins, Mullins, Townsend, whoever it is, Townend, to have these easy leads like he does in Ireland. There'll be some spoilers in these races for certain, because it's the other trainers must have worked out by now that you can't just keep giving them six lengths at the start and the race is done after two jumps. I think if you were backing a horse solid each way, I'd fancy Romeo Coolio. I'd be surprised if he was out the frame. He's your place spot horse, as we used to say.
100%. You get extra places, you're just filling up. That is the filthy each way.
With a chance of winning.
Mm. Oh, God, yeah, with a chance of winning. He's a good horse.
Yeah.
And if that Kopeck is a flat track bully or whatever you want to call him, but I don't think he is. He looks like an absolute monster.
The other one I want to mention is another Mullins one called Funicula.
Yeah.
He won at Limerick by a hurdle.
Imagine
literally
shearing that home up the straight. That'd be amazing.
After you've had a couple of Guinnesses.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. Yeah, just quite spitting all over the crowd. Do you know that Mullins has got 9 out of the top 15 of the market in this race?
Yeah.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That's mental. And that's what's ruined Anti Post betting.
Yeah.
I just think, I don't know how you can fix it, because a lot of them are different owners. I just think it's a lottery for Anti-Post punters.
I think he might go off in front. He's about 20-25 to 1.
Yep.
And if it came up soft, not only would it aid him, but it might not be quite as helpful to Kopeck de Bord either. Mm. But you wouldn't want to lay him at evens, but you wouldn't necessarily want to back him at evens. It's,
you know, he's going to
so
be
it's
in
the correct price,
the
really.
Punter's mega racket.
He will start. So that day is riddled with
short prices.
Mm. The punters will be the it reminds me
punter friendly horses,
you know, the Annie Power when they were all piling up onto that. Unfortunately fell. That's what this Tuesday is going to be. Tuesday looks the easiest out of the 4 days. No day
if you're
easy
doing it after Tuesday, you're
but
doing
yeah,
it
yeah, yeah. You you're never going to get out, because it's a lottery from then onwards.
Any fancies, Dave? So it's the Irish dominance already, straight away, isn't it? Irish hot pots. Can I open it up again? You've got more up-to-date knowledge than I have. What about the best English possibility? Or if you're like a bet that's not one of the Irish horses, in each way English?
It'd be interesting to have a first English horse home, and I can't think of one. Can you?
Well, you look at... I'm looking down through the field now. You look at the new line, it won't run.
It won't run.
No. You look at Potters,
won't run.
Six Celtic Mile Bridge.
Dino.
This race, looking down through the field, you could actually see that there'll be no English horses in this race. Mm. And if there is, there'll be 25 bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a shame, because you go back years, God, when I was punting in the 90s, you would have those English horses that would have the aspirations to go on to be champion hurdlers the following year. Nothing in there. Some of these will be running around Newton Abbott.
Mm.
No offence to Newton Abbott, but there you go.
A measure straight away again, the Irish dominance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is not necessarily a good thing for everybody or the meeting.
Mm. I had a feeling this year, just going through the season, that I was starting to see these British horses that were better than I've seen before. And now it almost feels like the Irish have just popped back in.
But they're not there, are
they? They're just better again, you know? Like Potter's Charm, I thought was going to be leading the way for the.
I don't know why they run that last time.
No, that was a.
Do you, Matt?
It was a mistake.
No, I don't. But I'm one of the first people to knock trainers, owners for not running their horses. So, I can't knock them for running it, but you kind of
just. It felt to me, it's 40 grand. Let's have that.
Mm.
Yeah, and
he was on hide into nothing there.
That 6 Mile Bridge is a good horse.
It is.
I think it's a good.
He'll still be 33s, won't he?
I think he's going to run in the Turners.
Right.
And I think he was like 20s when I checked earlier.
Okay.
And I'd have that over Potter's Charm at 16s all day now. He annihilated him.
It's just these British English trainers, are scared from the Mullins factor in that supreme. But I certainly feel we're going to have a huge roar when Kopech goes over the line.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, I think so.
My anti-post multis are all based around Monday, Salvador Monday.
Oh. Finishes on a Tuesday.
I know. Dearie me. Yeah.
Back home on a Wednesday.
Gone, yeah. I know. Yeah. I'm chasing by the second race.
Wow. Don't fancy that in the slightest, but I know you like it.
Mm. Right, let's move on to the Arkle then. Another should be relatively straightforward race. Is it, folks?
It seems like he's 1-2 or something, isn't he now?
8-13.
Oh, I don't know. It's such a shame about the other horse. I'm glad it seems to be improving health-wise, but it's desperate.
This is Sergino we're talking.
Sergino, yeah. The only thing I said to another one of the gang was, if I was going to have a bet, it might be Springwell Bay to be second.
Okay. That's a strange horse, isn't it?
He's right. He's such a strange horse. He's going to be impossible to place now. He's 1-5-4. Really, he's not going to win a graded race, but he stays further. His last six runs have all been around Cheltenham. They're going to go hell for leather. And I could just see him running on through. When he won the last day at Cheltenham, he's gone from 1-4-5 to 1-5-4. So handicaps are out, in my opinion. And I think dropping back to 2 miles, he could easily finish second at a big price.
Yeah,
I could see that. Just something will try and have their day in the sun and take Margeborough on.
Yeah.
And I could just see him, good ground as well, hunting around the back. I could see him running on for second maybe, but he's a hard horse to place now, 1-5-4.
Do you know what I can see? I can see Skelton riding that load of sud, how he rode political around Windsor. Just go hell for leather out the front. And take Malgebra on. That's the only way you're going to get that horse.
Something will,
and
won't
put
it?
Put his jumping under the pressure because I know.
He has got an error in him, by the way.
My word. Of course, he has, yeah. He gets so close to him, but he's a big horse and he fiddles over it. So I love Malgebra, and I have since I've seen him make his debut. Where did he make his debut?
Leopardstown, Christmas.
No, it wasn't. It was that one of those right-handed flat tracks. Nace. No, not Nace, Fairy House. It's totally wrong there. He won at Ferry House. He won at Ferry House going away.
Okay, he came back off a break at Ferry House.
That's right, yeah.
His first rules race was Leopards.
I couldn't have it for last year's triumph. Jeez, when he won,
he wouldn't have beat Sergino, would
he? I just, looking down through the race as well, Gidley Park, a bit scared because he's missing his engagement this weekend because of injury. So would you be confident he would line up? Don't know.
He's also beat Colwell Potter's.
Colwell Potter's in the entries for this. I think the world would explode if Colwell Potter came up.
The percentage chance of that asteroid hitting would increase to 90%.
What's the prize money for that race? It would probably still need 112 grand. Still be about 600. Yeah. So you need to win that race and the Queen Mother for the next 3 or 4 years to recoup that. I think I know Nick in the group is keen on Malgebra. Anton's not because of its jumping.
I think Nick's keen because he's on at 9-4.
I'm on at fives.
Are you?
Yeah.
Even better.
Oh, well.
I've got a lovely anti-post bet going.
So
it's out on Monday in front of it.
No, it's got John Bond 9-4, Malgebra fives, Constitution Hill 7-2.
Gallopin
Deschamps 7-2.
Yeah.
I ain't going to tell you the fifth leg because the fifth leg is absolutely embarrassing.
It's not. It's not an accumulator.
No, it's a lucky doubles, 30, trebles. Lucky 31.
5p.
Not for my granny. 6p each way. But
what's your last one?
I'm not telling you because it's embarrassing.
I think you put it up on the site, didn't you?
And I didn't. I didn't tell you what it is, but it is embarrassing because the horse is terrible. I bet it for the Triumph at 12s. I think it's 66 for the Triumph. Probably
not Sauvignon.
No, not that bad.
Not that embarrassing.
Yeah, it's one of Mullins that I thought was going to be the new Vauban, but it's not.
Okay.
Those Mullins fans and Rishi fans will know the horse I'm on about. I ain't going to even say what it is, but it's embarrassing.
Well, at least you got four.
But I've got four. Those four are
good prices.
Those four are home and host. You think pay me out now. Bet 365.
Okay, right. other bookies are available.
Dave, what do you fancy in the Arkle?
I've got a funny feeling Majra's going to make a mistake and fall, you know. I can see it happening. Oh. Coming down the hill, I can see the commentary, and Majra's gone there, made a mistake.
Can we kick Dave off?
I don't know, it's his to win, isn't it? Mm. As you say, Mark, and out looking for an outsider, maybe an English outsider, to get placed against Springwell Bay is reasonably consistent, isn't he? Mm. And but, yeah, again, as a betting proposition, unless you're anti-post, of course, you'd be looking for alternatives.
Yeah.
So I'd stay away for the favourite or even lay the favourite on the day.
Mm. Five or six runners this is going to have, isn't it?
Yeah. I do think Lodeside is overpriced.
Who?
Madge would be a good price,
100%.
Wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He's win or done finish.
Yeah.
Mm. Not that we want that, obviously.
He's jumped around Cheltenham off the hurdle, hasn't he? But not some.
Yeah. I'm with Marsborough.
He wasn't ultra safe, but you know.
Where at?
His last win, he wasn't.
The DRF?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
You know.
He was scary.
Scary?
He was scary.
Great word.
And you can see that fence at the top of the hill.
Cheltenham is different.
The 10 plus.
That is one of them ones where you're behind the couch, aren't you? Mm. Yeah. You're behind the sofa, every jump, the pillow's up in front of the air, and you're like, please, daddy.
I remember standing on the rail, actually, in the best mate.
Yeah,
it's honestly, right there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
right there.
Oh, no, that one going out, that's not too bad, but coming home.
Where they go down in the dip and then up again, and you just see the heads come above, 10 plus fence.
And it is, you're honestly thinking, please be on your feet over the other side. Because you're right, Mark, you started off this bit by saying they will be going fast. Mm. And, I can see Skell. I think that's the only way to get Meldrum beat.
He's a non-winner for me.
Who?
Lodeside said I couldn't have that. Could you? Crikey. I think he's a weak second favourite.
Yeah, I don't think.
He fell in the last day at Warwick, didn't he?
Yeah, but he was. Day. Django Bay is a weird one for me. I don't know what Henderson's doing there. And also the ride, Nico. I think I'm stronger in the saddle than handstands. Honestly, it let me down for a fair bit of money that day. And I am talking through my pocket here. But Nico was well outridden by Ben Jones in that race.
He's good, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
But honestly, I've got chicken arms and I could have rode that horse better. And putting up 4 stone of overweight. I think Django Bay is a really good horse. That's a Ryanair horse next year. Don't think it's a 2 miler.
Good point. I could see an outsider finishing second, couldn't you?
Yeah. It's one of them ones where if Maldra's going to win, he's 10 gone. Clear going to the last, and then they're all scrapping in the back for scraps.
Winning his champion own Theatre World, being ridden to get second.
What was it? Lady Ballerina? What was it? French Holly, another one?
Yeah, that's right.
All of those ones that were batting for second place behind the best horse that's ever been.
Nobody's mentioned Firefox, Gordon Elliott, a decent price.
16s.
He scares me as well, to be honest.
Who?
Firefox.
I thought Gordon Elliott scares me because he is some trainer. He knows.
He's brilliant.
And he gets them right. He's kind of like Skelton now. Skelton can get them right for the race that he wants them go for.
Yeah.
So Majbro for everyone, I guess, is it? Although Dave, boring.
I'm wary still. Got something in the back of my mind. I can just see it coming down the hill. Again, it's a good point made about the course. I mean, it's this festival is the championship races for a reason.
Yeah.
Cheltenham takes some jumping, it takes some staying. At 3 mile 2 in the Gold Cup, and we're not talking Gold Cup today, you've got to stay. It's a long way. You've got those downhill fences. Yeah. Then you've got that climb to the finish. It is the thorough test of the jump horse, which it should be for the championship. Mm. So I've just got a funny feeling. It's just one of those, as you said, hiding behind the sofa. You're not happy with your horses over the line at Cheltenham because you've got that running.
If you bet 8-13, you'd be hiding behind the sofa anyway.
I can just see.
Let alone in a novice chase.
Nose diving.
I just hope it doesn't happen. I just hope. All I want to see is every horse go out, come back, every jockey come out and have a good competitive race.
Yeah, I'm doing a boring favourite treble on the Tuesday.
Yeah, I think the betting population of the world will be doing it.
Yeah.
And I think you're daft if you don't, if I'm honest, because on paper, you've got Marlborough, you've got Constitution Hill, you've got
Kopec.
Mm.
Is that the treble?
That's the treble.
And what some people will be doing if Bright Day's Head goes to the champion, you've got to stick Lossy Mouth in, haven't you? I know Mark's going to fall off his chair there. For the mares. I just think, I watched Lossy Mouth this morning, absolutely sluicing last year. And there's your Acker. Look at Mark. He's actually fiddling with stuff to try and not listen to Mark.
Because we're not on the Mers yet.
All right, but I'm just saying. Mark will be in the car driving down the A38.
Yeah, I think with those first two races, I think if you want to look for value, I think there's other races to look for value in. I'm not sure I want to take on those two favourites in the first two races.
The trouble is each way at these races, each way is okay, but you know, you hear people saying, oh, look for something bigger price, 20 to... If you can't win...
Yeah, it's the win bet part of your bet, isn't it? You know, there's no forfeiting
your
win bet.
If you're having a pound each way, for instance, 20 to 1, and he gets placed, you get £6 back, it's 2 to 1. Why would you be betting a 2 to 1? If you've got a 20 to 1 shot, would you steam in at 2 to 1 to be in the first three? Of course you wouldn't.
Folks always cracks me up whenever I got to put on one for him. It's like 50s or something. He says, 20 win or whatever. I'm like, jeez. You're a lunatic.
What's your advice? And if you fancy a horse in a race to be placed, you back it to be placed. Yeah, place only.
So if he was having a tenner, and it's 25, just for a tenner, you'd have £2 win and £8 place. Something like that. Because the likelihood is, because of the price, he's more likely to be in the frame. But of course, you know, like Romeo Coolio is a great each way because Romeo Coolio's got a chance of winning. You know. But this thing, oh, he's 50s. Back something at a longer price. Like people, some clot was putting up Golden Ace. How dare they? For the champion hurdle. It's like,
no.
How dare they?
You need to call them out because that's
Tom Segal.
Oh dear.
He's gone.
Or one of the Racing Post. It was one of the Racing Post guys. And I read it and I nearly dropped my phone.
Really? Golden Ace?
Wrong. All wrong. Well.
That's one guest we're definitely never getting on.
Carl Will Potter will finish in front of Golden Ace in the champion.
Call Will Potter.
Yeah, would finish in front of Golden Ace in champion. I'm sorry, that's a ridiculous statement. Can you retract that?
What's that?
Cold Will Potter. I tell you one thing. I do hope, listening to Nichols at Ascot on Saturday and seeing him, and is it Chris Charles, the owner of thingy? Yeah. Seeing the emotion in him, I think I just want the thing to turn around. I want him to have a winner at Cheltenham.
I thought he'd gone. I've got to be honest, I think he's gone.
Yeah, I'm not going to commit to it, but I think he has.
I've always
he's
said...
got one stable star left.
Who, Coldwell Potter?
No.
What stable stars he got?
Picked Doherty.
Around one.
Grade two winner.
Yeah, around Ascot and Aintree.
He's watched every way he's won so far. That's a good horse.
I'm not saying it's not a good horse, but in Denman or Cato or something like that, is it?
Oh, That's his best horse of his yard. That's like saying Strong Lead is the best horse of Ollie Murphy's yard.
I'm not having it. You know what I mean? He wins four runner races round Ascot or he doesn't turn up. Next, move on.
Right, anyway, moving on.
What's that dealt
Nichols
with?
Gone, apparently.
Nichols. Right,
<let's> Tom Segal's gone. Nichols has gone.
This is great. All these people are gone.
Let's move on to the third race of the Tuesday, which is a race that the favourite backers in the first two races will be fiddling their thumbs with because the favourite currently is 10-1. And they won't know what to do with that. This is difficult because a lot of these are also entered into the plate as well, I believe. This is the Ultima, ran over 3 mile, 1 furlong. Any thoughts on this one?
It's a race that I've got bad history with because I always seem to be chasing after two races. The last few years, I've done it in the Supreme and the Arco, and then I'm like, going into a handicap with 100 runners, and I'm thinking, here we go. There will be always one, like last year, Chianto Classico. There's always a public horse that comes out. It tends to be an English horse, Iroka. Doesn't it? Iroka. I, ever since he won up at Carlisle over in a novice hurdle, I've always loved Johnny Who. I don't think it's been running with his merits this year. I don't. Ooh. I'm trying to be politically correct.
Polite.
Yeah. I don't think when it ran at Windsor, genius. When you saw John Joe turn around and have a look, it was a 3 or 4 runner race. There was no horses behind him.
Talking of that, Iroko John Joe last time, he tried to go out the back of another couple of horses. Oh, he looked down as though his stirrups had broken. That was chronic. How he want pulled in for that was terrible.
Well, this is what he done on Johnny Who. I've always thought Johnny Who is a thorough stayer. Horses
he looked like a marathon horse,
yeah,
didn't he?
Horses, yeah, yeah. You could see him 100% national horse in the future. Horses, he does fiddle a few, but I think, for me, if you could get a good, if you could get any price on JP McManus being champion owner at Cheltenham, I'd have the house on it.
Because really?
I really do think he has got some lined up in the only championship horse I think this year will be
the Wall Park.
No.
Cowabunga.
John Bomb.
Oh, okay. Right.
And
I was
then
hoping you'd back my.
I think he'll, he could win. He's got that horse that I put up in the group yesterday. It sounds like Kopech. Oh. I think he'll win a handicap with that, and I think we'll see that being aimed the at Champion Hurdle next
State
year.
Man.
State Man all ago. Over in it. And a horse I'm going to talk about later has got form with State Man in the Grand Annual. I'm really excited about this horse. But I really like Johnny U. If he lines up in this, I don't know if he's entered in anything else, but normally JP's horses are multiple entered. But for me, Johnny U, if he lines up in this, I can see he won't be looking behind. Hopefully he'll be looking in front this time, John Joe, and he'll just come through the field and fly up that hill. Horses that win at, I like horses that win at Carlisle. I like horses that win at Exeter. I think that form transfers over to Cheltenham because of that stiff finish.
Good point.
He's entered into the novice handicap chase at the end of the Tuesday and also the Kinmuir on the Thursday.
Is that the national hunt? Is that the novice handicap?
Yeah.
Is it?
The national hunt chase?
Novice chase. National Challenge Cup Novices Handicap Chase.
No, I wouldn't have it for that. I don't.
He's entered in it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I won't have him for that.
He'll
because
go for that, won't he?
Because I've got one in that race and he won't be there.
This was a tricky one for me because they are all kind of, a lot of them are double entered, so you don't know where they're going to go. The first one I saw that I thought was well in on the handicap was Crebily, also for JP McManus. But I don't think he'll go for this. I think he'll go for the plate because he won't
so
stay.
He's a so force as well, isn't he? He's like, what's that other one of his? Inex Chelsea Steo.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd have to have a bag on your head watching that. Christ.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Go out and make a coffee for half an hour, don't you? Or 6 minutes or however long the race
is. Just see
come
the
back.
Result flash up.
Just see the result and then check rewind the race and watch it back.
So the one I couldn't find any that I thought were well in with the handicapper, but the one that I think has got good form and is currently racing at career best at the moment is Highland for Nicky Henderson.
That's what I like. I like that.
Multiple course winner this season. He's not run a bad race yet. And, you know, he's off 1.47. And his last form, finishing second, two and a half lengths behind the jukebox man, which, you know, was meant to be
and
one of
third,
the bankers of the festival.
Third was Daylight as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolute Daylight.
Absolutely. So
I've got Highland. A real bee in my bonnet about this horse.
Yeah.
Not specifically for this race, but like you say, went up from 1.44, £3 after the jukebox man, 1.47. That's fine. I've always thought of him as a marathon horse as well. I could see a 3 mile four. What's that? 3 mile. There's a 3 mile four race. Maybe like the Whitbread.
Midlands National.
That's always run on a bog. I think good ground. Maybe a Scottish National horse. But I'll talk about Highland later on because I've got a real bee in my bonnet about the way that horse has been treated. But he'd be my shout, 16-1. Yeah.
Looking at course form, something like this handicap as well, and the handicap mark's important, but I think course form and a couple of familiar names in there. Broadway Boy has won around the course, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Ginny's Destiny, is she going?
Gone.
I know Nichols, but course winner. And the horse that always makes you think of you lot is Galore, of course, when your Paddy Power gamble from a couple of years
amazing,
ago. It seems it's run well this season, isn't it, Galore? Could it run well at a big price at Cheltenham again?
3-2
Nah.
He didn't stay 2.7 last time.
I'm not sure he's a thorough stayer, to be honest.
A lot of these are the Paddy Power horses, which is 2 mile 5 and in November.
That intermediate trip's pretty specialist, isn't it? The Paddy Power one.
He did. He used to run over 3 mile, 3 mile 2, and then they've dropped him down to 2.5, and that's when he's run as.
Having said that, he did. GA Law tipped up at the last in the Yorkshire, or the rehearsal last year, was it? When he was in front? Either Newcastle or Doncaster, I think. Fell at the last when he would have won that day.
That was a Doncaster, wasn't it?
2023.
Was it 2023, right? Yeah.
Cooper's Cross won that one.
He would have won that day.
Yeah.
But, you know, God, if you're looking to try and get out of trouble in that after two races.
If you're in trouble after two,
you're in trouble all week. You might as well go and cash your luncheon vouchers in.
This, I may be just chucking this out, and it might not be factually correct, but I am historically, I'm sure this is always good with the English horses. This
yeah,
race,
it is.
This
yeah.
is never one that the Irish plunder, isn't.
No. The handicap, the British handicapper, sees to that, absolutely sees to it, and, you know, we've got some Irish friends who we know, and they won't. The Irish have took the British handicapper's pants down a few times.
Yeah.
So I think the British handicapper's having his own back for a bit.
Yeah.
Tell you another thing that they need to get rid of. We haven't talked about this. One thing that annoys me about Cheltenham, get rid of that Presbury Cup. That is the biggest waste of time that has ever been created
Correct.
At Cheltenham.
Yeah. Bin it's it. Not about England v Ireland.
It's not. I whilst agree. We're at it, Shergar Cup, bin that as well.
Yeah.
Racing isn't a team sport.
Correct.
Racing is a competitive
Correct.
Horse against horse, jockey against jockey, trainer against trainer.
Well
not.
Said. Well said.
Anyway, sidetrack.
Is that your rant over?
No, there'll be plenty more to
okay.
come.
Okay.
Right, well, let's start another one then and move on to the Mayor's Hurdle.
Okay.
I have no idea where these horses are going. Brighter days ahead. Will he run here? Will she run in the Champion Hurdle? Same with Lossy Mouth. Any thoughts? I'm lost. Not a race until I know.
Look at his face. His hand is over his mouth.
I know who Fox has backed in this.
I've backed July Flower at big prices. And obviously I'm desperate for Gordon's mare to go to the Champion Hurdle.
Yeah.
Because if Bright Days Ahead runs in this, that is a penalty kick, literally. I'm not having Lossy Mouth in this or the Champion under any circumstance. I'll come on to that in a minute. But I'm not having it. That horse is a fraud.
Yeah.
Exactly. How is it a fraud?
I'll tell you in a minute. I'll tell you when we get to the Champion. I'll back it up. I'm not having Lossy Mouth in this. I'm not having it in the Champion, but I'll come on to that. The other horse in this, the health warning horse, Cargis. The day I back that, the belongings join me in a nursing home. Because you can lay that horse. That is a horse to lay at any price in any race. Pulls too hard. Can't jump. Completely turned it in at Ascot against rubbish, absolute rubbish. And she had, I think it was 14 to 20 pound in hand that day and literally threw it in. But she could trade short in a race like this and then watch her cut out coming up the hill. Mm. Not unearthly for me in that. 2 mile 4, no chance. Zero.
Do you think Golden Ace will go for this over the Champion?
Yeah. Hurdle? Yeah.
Better over 2 mile 4?
Yeah. Yeah, so Wild Flyer was impressive over Christmas.
It was
really
that?
Jumped really well. Wild Flower, July Flower, yeah, jumped really well. And we know Henry's horses will come back for Cheltenham, so I'm quite sweet on her.
So I like Lossy Mouth. I have backed it for the Triumph. Last year's mares was good. Bright Days Ed turns up in this, I think that's a penalty kick. I don't think it will. I think he'll be in the Champion Hurdle.
No, I do.
I think I'm not going to talk Champion Hurdle. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I always look at this race and look for a English horse to bet each way. look at him smiling. Each way. All right, let's change the place only then.
If it's got a chance to win, I'm happy with it. But I'm sick of 25 to 1. Because what I got in the frame, it's 5 to 1. It's not. It's 5 to 2.
Can we just turn his mic off for a minute, please?
Sorry.
So, this one is way out there. This is a 66 to 1, 40 to 1 shot.
Oh, wow.
Why? Why are you doing that?
I'm listening.
You're not listening. You're scoffing at my selection. But this has got Cheltenham form. This is from a shrewd trainer who gets horses ready. I haven't got a clue if it's going to line up.
Shame.
Nurse Susan. If she's going to line up Dan Skelton. When you go back through the form of that horse...
I remember this horse. This is the one we backed that day off that layoff.
Yeah.
And it hosed up.
Yeah.
In the Langer Dan colours.
Yes. In the Langer Dan colours.
Thank you.
So...
this could be their new one.
This... by the way, Langer Dan's entered in the Coral Cup.
Langer Dan is a million.
Not a chance.
But we said that last year. Anyway, I'm not talking Langer Dan. Nurse Susan. So when it won last time, it ran 2 mile 7 and soft around Lingfield. Lingfield soft is proper soft. It's a bog.
Nearly unraceable.
Yeah. Beating into third Gow Road, which is one of the most consistent horses in training.
Gow Road's a great horse to gauge benchmark. Form by. Yeah, I agree.
To benchmark your horses against.
Yeah. Well, the horse thrown, he'd be blowing.
I hate it when people do that. Ran around Cheltenham December 23, so it's a while back, winning a novice around a novice hurdle 2-4 in soft ground. Beating one of my favourite horses, but it just disappeared. Bontenay, Fergal O'Brien's.
Bonte, I think that,
And he's smiling because I know he hates that horse. It's such. I just think that horse, is it being lined up for this? What else?
It's a race where you could see a result, isn't it?
100%. Because if Better Days. Is it Better Days?
Brighter Days.
I always get them too confused. Yeah. Brighter Days Ed goes elsewhere. Lossy Mouth is.
He'll go. She'll do the same.
What? Go Champion Anna?
Absolutely.
If that 100%. Happens, then that race is wide open. And your 40-50-1 Nurse Susan is now a 16-14-1 shot. It might not even line up, but for a couple of quid, Non Runner No Bet, you might get 33s.
50s?
Yeah, what? Non Runner No Bet. Yeah, Non Runner No Bet, you'll probably get 25-33. I just think.
Nurse Susan also entered in the Martin Pipe.
She went up a bit for winning, didn't she?
Yeah, I don't. I just think that race, when you.
She's more likely to win the mares than that. Because it'll be, although one's a handicap and one's a grade, I would say that the mare's race might be less competitive even, Matt.
Because you've got, I can see there's three horses in that race that have been good mares in the past. So Dice Art, Enios, don't know what's happened to that this year. It's been terrible.
Gone.
Queen's Gamble as well. Gone. Both of them had strings of ones against their name last season, but both this year.
Both horses that Marty have tormented and just written them off. Yeah. Marty backs them, they've both got
the weight. Yeah. The weight of the Marty of the pounds.
Yeah. The weight of the Marty Mullins. But their horses that if place only just a few quid on those sorts of horses. And it'd probably be best to do it now, because if those two top two both don't run, then you've got something like July Flower is possibly your 5-2 favourite.
Oh, half of that. 5-4, 6-4, yeah.
No chance.
Okay.
Not a chance. Golden Ace.
Dave. I think of Lossy Mouse in it. Yeah. But we don't know what's happening with that yet. Can I chuck in Jitara? Jessica Harrington. She knows how to get Cheltenham winners.
Jessie. Yeah.
Always got to be respected. Mm. Running at a price. Mm. Yeah. Just as an alternative to these favourites.
Bright orange colours, isn't it?
Mm. One at Doncaster. It's one over here in Doncaster, I think, earlier this year.
I'm going to chuck another controversial opinion out here. Need to sack that race off. Get rid of it.
The mares?
Yeah.
100%.
Because
I listened to a podcast on Sunday, and the guy, and I didn't take it in at first, he said, if Dawn Run wasn't a mare, you'd never heard of it.
Yep, there you go.
Bin them off.
Get rid.
Completely.
Myself, one of the best mares that I've ever seen. All of these horses that we would never seen in Champion Hurdles... If this race was around then, get rid of that. Get rid of the Boodles as well, because the Triumph is it's not the race it was. And trainers don't specifically target the Triumph anymore, do they?
What I don't get with it, this is like the pinnacle of the racing calendar for English race goers. And now it's for the Irish. Well, as soon as Cheltenham finishes, it's Cheltenham next year. People are talking about, isn't it? You know, which annoys me, right? But why are you having... It's like having a World Cup football and inviting in Uzbekistan. You're opening it up to horses just to create a race. You don't need the mayor's races. You want... This is another bugbear that's coming up later, which you'll 100% agree with. But I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you, Matt.
It's a real shame, because when I was started anti-post betting... for Cheltenham when I was probably 13, 14, going in the betting shops at that age.
Sea Pigeon
all that. Oh, so risky. Alderbrook at 40s, 50 pence each way. Loved it. Cheered that home on the back of the school bus.
Cheered it home on the back of the school bus.
I did. School bus cheered Alderbrook home. But you cannot anti-post bet nowadays unless you know the one horse is only
definitely
going. Something like Constitution Hill. That's the only race that's going in. John Bond, that's the only race that will ever run in. Galloping de Champs, that's the only race that will run in. You can't, you cannot say with a conviction that every horse we're talking about today, that's its race. Well, look at this race that we're on at the moment, the mares, the two horses.
The top in the market.
Yeah.
That's stables of like Big Mullin stables on the flat, Aidan O'Brien. Which horse is going to end up on Epsom Downs in June? It's out of so many. Yeah.
So anyway, Mares is done.
Mares is done. Let's keep pushing. Let's try and get through these last three races, at least these next two, relatively quickly. Ellie, what do you want to say about the Champion Hurdle?
That's done and dusted. That's over. Constitution Hill wins. Good. And do you know what? I've been the biggest knocker of that horse, saying it's not beat anything, it's not good. But to see what he'd done, it's true. I laid it most of last season and the season before. Didn't like it, but this year it's impressed me. The way it beat Lossie Mouth at Kempton, the way it's come back from that injury. That gallop at Newbury was terrible, and everyone saw it.
Mm.
There's nothing in that race that will beat that.
I agree. Yeah. Nicky Henderson knows a champion hurdler and a good champion hurdler. I just see Nico passing the post, giving it that.
Yeah, yeah.
Giving it the old waving to the crowd,
Paddy
saying,
"Brendan again."
I told you so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Constitution wins or Brighter Days Ahead wins. Trouble is trying to beat Constitution Hill with a pacemaker, i.e. King of Kingsfield, just plays into Constitution Hill's hands as well. So that helps him.
Yeah.
If they crawl, Nico will lead. So, and that would scupper Brighter Days Ahead. Lossie Mouth, not even entertaining it. I'll tell you why he's a fraud, or she's a fraud, shall I?
Oh, yeah.
She's been mixing it, and this is my pet hate with horses, where they mix it over 2 miles, 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
And then Willie comes out and says, oh, it's 2 mile plan for the last 2 years. We've been dreaming of this for the last... Why is it running over 2.5 miles then? You know, that does nothing for a 2 mile hurdler. Nothing
at all. Mr. Brack won the Sun Alliance.
No. But it was an afterthought, wasn't it? Because that looked like going 3 miles when it happened, didn't it?
Well, then it ran against Pridwell down at Aintree, didn't it, and got beat.
Yeah, that was McCoy lifted it home, wasn't it? Do you remember? That was desperate ground, mind. So, anyway, thanks for ruining my... she's never entitled to be rated 160. Never, ever, ever. If it was with another trainer, she'd be 14, 16 to 1. She couldn't beat... She could hardly beat Burdett Road in the Christmas hurdle, when she was fit, she was getting the mayor's allowance off Burdett Road as well, if you remember. Mm. Constitution had been off for a year or 6 or 5 days. Yeah. Absolutely just turned it away. And I'll tell you something else, she will also be vulnerable in the mayor's. She could go off a short prize in the mayor's and she'd be vulnerable. A mare on the back of a horror fall, she's vulnerable.
That is true. That is true. Do you think she was going to beat State Man if she didn't fall?
Too far out.
The way State Man finished, I think you or I would have beat State Man. Daddy Longlegs closing on... State Man, blimey. No thanks.
Is it what a bad champion hurdle, isn't it? When you look...
It's just the problem, though, isn't it? They see Constitution Hill, they all go somewhere else. You know? They all want to go somewhere else.
You look Burdett Road, Golden Ace... Winter Fog, Brentford Hope.
Burdett Road's been found out, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely found out.
Yeah.
Jeez. By the way, I will say something just on that. James Owen horses are a real worry if you're on East India Dock. They've had some real reversals lately, and they had two last night, odds on beat at Wolverhampton even. Mm. His horses are bang out of form. Yeah. And another yard is Greeno
Guerrero.
Yeah, terribly out of form they are. I think that's 2 in 34 so far this month.
Okay. Fred Winter Juvenile Handicap Hurdle.
Right.
This should take 2 minutes and move on. Another race that shouldn't exist.
It shouldn't exist because this is now just being used
to fill up the days.
To fill up the days, but also trainers now target their horses in juvenile races not to win those races.
So as they can qualify.
So they qualify this. And this race, every year I will be on Betfair betting the rags in this race, just hoping for an absolute turn-up. Mm. And the years gone by, I can't remember the horse. Nichols won it with a big price one. Not too long ago, he had a big price winner of this race.
Oh, the thing that won, the one that won the Dovecote?
I'll find out.
Affidil?
No, I don't. I'll have a look in a minute. But so I love the juvenile
hurdle. The Frodon colours.
I've got a feeling it was. Yeah. It might have been after. I'll have a look in a minute.
Peter Voigt, he's called the owner.
Honest to God, I cannot. I text Mark a few weeks ago when Ethias ran. I love Aidan O'Brien horses that come over to the jumps. I really do. You can't knock a breeding of those horses. Mm. So that Ethias, it did run all right last time. So, yeah, 25s, I'll probably be... That'll be one of my half a dozen that I'll bet win only. You'll be pleased, Mark. I'll only be win only in those. I just think this race... You've got a good chance of a turn up, unless you've got something like Lark in the Morning last year, which was Joseph. Funny you mentioned that, because that's
owned by the Mole Ryans, wasn't it?
Yep.
And this year, if I was doing one, it'd be Naturally Nimble, because they sponsored this race up to about 3 years ago, and they kept trying. They tried to win it. Was it Fast or Slow as well? Ran in this?
Did it?
I think so.
Jeez. Look at that now. That's a steady chase.
And Lark in the Morning, I think, went our favourite last year. And they've got this Naturally Nimble, but I wrote down he's 135, which isn't a gift because he's 85 on the flat, but he beat Willie de Hoy, who you originally fancied for this, didn't you? At Fairy House, and then he beat it similar at Leopardstown when he got beat by Hello Neighbour. I think he's beat about 8 lengths. But the owner's had a few goes at this, and I just wonder whether... I wonder whether that's the reason... You know, this would be quite fancy, but it's impossible, and it's like a 2 mile hurdle around Musselburgh for me. Yeah. I'm not interested.
It is impossible, but I'm stuck on Ethias. It's a 25-1 shot, and it's meant to be 25-1. It hasn't won a hurdle race, but it hasn't looked like it's wanted to win a hurdle race. It's one of those ones that's
is it Hogan, isn't it?
Yeah,
Dennis Hogan.
Yeah, it is.
You'll know when it's wanted to win.
Related to my hurdle winner, it's a lottery. But like I said, when you're betting 25-1 shots at 50+ win only on Betfair, that's all that race worth.
Is that your Triumph Horse, by the way?
It is.
Yeah. Also,
is this the one in your bet?
Willie de Hall. When I scroll through my bet slip on Bet365 and I see that at the bottom.
Come out in a rash.
At 12, I'm like, Jesus Christ. The top of that bet looks lovely, and then you got that stupid thing. And that'll probably hose up by 10 lengths, and then I'll be thinking, please, why don't I do it? I'm still hoping that it runs in the trial. Goes off 66 and win, and I'm on at 12. Yeah, I'm still hopeful.
Belmez,
look, Willie de Hoo is the talking horse. Every summer, there's this horse that's come from France that Richie or Mullins has picked up that is the talking horse. That's
or Donnelly's or something.
It's going to be the next big thing. And this one just looks mental. He wears headgear and he just doesn't look
more
like,
headgear than you.
He's just crazy. He looks like me when I'm down Colford after 16 pints.
Two for the star.
Head's gone.
Okay. The one I like in this is actually Viani, who's got form behind Lalamba and Mondo Man, who I think Mondo Man and Lalamba are currently both down to run on Saturday this week.
Yeah. What a horny race that is Saturday.
Outrageous. They're the same price now. Does that mean Lalanda's not going to run? Is that what they're saying? Or is Mondo Man an absolute superstar?
They've just worked
and sorted him out.
They've worked him. It was either today or yesterday.
Palladium.
Palladium. And they're making a decision on whether Palladium runs or whatever it is. Lalamba.
Kempton would suit Palladium more than Lalamba, probably.
Yeah, I saw an interview with Hendo and he said that... he'll be aiming Palladium at the Melbourne Cup. I just think Melbourne Cup winners, Vauban, running around Cheltenham. I do love the Adonis every year, but it's lost its luster, hasn't it? It used to be one that they used to target their good horses to aim at Triumph. It's not that no more.
No. I like Viani. He's won since that race against Lalamba on the 5th of Feb. So I'd think he's off 1-2-4. I think if another horse goes in this off a...
Should he get in off that, 1-2-4?
None of them have bloody ratings.
May do. Yet. You may. Okay.
Diego de Charmille and Quilando. Nichols won it in 2015-2016. Back to back. and then Sanctuaire, which was, I think, the same colours.
I'll tell you what won it a few years before that, the thing that won the Triumph, the double green of Hendo's. Begins with a B.
Bouvet d'Air?
No. Oh, I'll have to think about it now. I was on it at Cheltenham.
Unartiste, that won it.
No, before that. This is years ago. This is 25 years ago. Oh, I'm sure it begins with a B, but I'll come back to it.
But actually, just looking through the results, I did think British trainers that have had English trainers have had a good history in this race. Yeah. It's only been the last 5, 6, 7 years that the Irish have dominated it from 2018 onwards. Prior to that, it was the vast majority English trainers. Mick Quinlan won it. Emma Lavelle won it.
That's right, yeah.
Charles Edgerton won it back in 2006. But yeah, look, you can see Jazzy Matty was a big price when that won. Brazil, that wasn't even first choice, I think, the JP that year. Jeff Kidder, I think that was a massive price, wasn't it? That was a huge price when that won. It's a Band of Outlaws, Joseph O'Brien, that was beautiful when that won that year.
All our sessions or complete minefield?
Just Joseph O'Brien actually is still worth watching. Yeah. Trainers to watch.
Nürburgring, on that fancy flat?
Yeah, that was. I think that's lined up for a race at Cheltenham, in my opinion.
A few of the boys are quite keen on that.
Right, let's try and quickly get through this last race. National Hunt Novices Chase. What has happened here in the betting? Now is the hour into 7-2 favourite. Will it stay 3-6?
So this horse, I sent you a screenshot in the group this morning, didn't I?
Yeah.
Of a message I sent you both in the group, 7th of December. This horse, look for the fit. He was actually finished 6th in that race.
Il Atlantique.
It was a remarkable race to watch. He's just hunted around at the back and then just come through the field. He's never going to want to get finished close to that winner. And then he's done the same again the next couple of races.
Yep.
This is ready made for this race. I honestly feel 7-2, I don't think there's any value in there, but usually with this race you'll have one or two at the top of the market that will dominate. You have done for the last 3 or 4 years. This, I'm really excited about this. Don't know if I can get excited about 7-2, but 33s.
I remember this race last year when Corbett's Cross won it, and I remember just looking at the top two in the bet. It was Corbett's Cross and Embassy Gardens, was it? And I was looking at both of them, I'm like,
no,
was it not? It was that. It was those colours.
Both JP, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you were right. Those colours. I think it is Embassy Gardens.
Yeah, I think it was Embassy Gardens. This is one of those 3-6, and you're looking at these horses, and you're like, they've ran over like 3 miles. Some of them, do they stay? Don't they stay?
This is
Corbett's Cross turns up and just powers it.
This is the race, yeah? I had the line for Highland.
Mm.
But what's bugged me about the whole thing with Cheltenham and like diluting it is this was 4 miles, then it was 3 miles, then it was 3-6. Then it was amateur riders. Now it's not amateur riders. Now it's the worst thing is that it's a 0-145 handicapper. So Highland now can't run in it, right? Was 144, looked to me all the world like a marathon horse. Goes up £3 for finishing second to the Jukebox Man. Now can't run in it. So if you're rated between 145 and say 152, there's not a race you can go for because it won't 145. Or 147 as he is, won't win you a graded chase at Cheltenham, Matt, will it?
No.
No chance, right? Zero chance of that. They can't run him again and tail him so as he gets into it with a 145, which is just preposterous. So they're stopping horses.
Preposterous, he said.
Preposterous. It is. Great. It's terrible. This is the pinnacle of Cheltenham for staying horses, bar the Gold Cup, obviously. And yet, you can run in the Fox Hunters, another race that should be binned off, rated 85-90, ridden by Mrs. Sheila something, who's wearing a woolly.
The woolly colours. I love them. That you know,
and a pair of like black jumpers. Oh, jeez.
Don't slate people with jumpers, because you couldn't get a pair of jumpers on one of your legs.
But it's the highlight of the year. And they're letting people run horses rated 85 with a woolly on. Come on.
How much overweight does that woolly have in the rain? Because it's just seeping in.
But you get my point. Yeah. You know, it's all wrong. Now is the hour his favourite, and I think he's vulnerable for
this.
Well, I'm only saying why. all I'm saying is he was rated 125. Matt's got his head in his hands now. He was rated 125 and then ran against three-car Bragg, 144, Captain Cody, 138. And without winning, he's gone up to 135. Yeah. So Cromwell surely isn't going to take in a handicap when he's gone up £10 for getting beat. So he's forced into this. But he looked like an Irish national horse or something like that.
Who, now is he out?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Without a doubt,
you can see him lining up in an Irish national.
Especially now their other one, is it Back to Normal? I think it's called Back to Normal, whether Cromwell's. That's injured, sadly, so that won't run. But I'd rather put the dinner on than watch that race. Terrible.
Yeah, but I've got a horn for this, because if you look at the second favourite, I can't even pronounce 80 it.
Kilos. 80
kilos. The favourite beat that by 60 lengths at Haydock last year in heavy ground. Mm. And it won it. It beat the second horse was 17 lengths. I just think this wind's pulling the car, and that's the acker up for the day, and I get helicoptered to Cheltenham and grab Gary Ullman and Cavs on the way.
Pick Rock's here. I see Pick Rock did win a race last time I went to racing at Exeter a couple of Mondays ago. That couldn't win at Exeter. Let's chuck in. Let's go in. Let's go for a West Country winner. Go on. The Changing Man, Tizzards.
Can he run in it now? After Saturday? Is this thing legged up on Saturday?
Went up £2 from Saturday.
What's he
£2?
Now?
£140.
Oh, £140. Yeah, he can then.
Just get in.
Yeah.
This is a horse that people think has been well handicapped for a long time. They have. He just keeps stringing on a load of twos. I mean, he ran well.
He looked
but
a good thing that day in the rehearsal and that other thing.
Do you remember Wincanton? He was getting there before he fell.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Behind Al Dancer.
Yeah.
I like this horse.
That's a good price. Yeah, good point that is, Dave. His jumping will certainly be holding him good stead.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah. Okay, let's move on to the Wednesday.
Yeah, then. Sorry. going left-handed might not be ideal for him.
For who?
Changing Man. Jumps out to the right, doesn't he?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, talking of what happened to Leon Presse the weekend, that was just
gone.
I don't think you.
I'll speak to Venetia at Newbury. Don't worry, I always did.
Jumping left, terrible.
It looked like something was wrong with it, didn't it?
Yeah. Pulled up before just across in the fish line with a circuit to go.
Yeah. Right, the Turner's novice hurdle.
Oh, it's on the Wednesday. Sorry,
this is the first race of the Wednesday. Final Demand heading the market. The New Lion, 3-1.
Nap of the week.
Mother Mollins.
Nap of the week.
Is?
Cowabunga.
Wow.
What?
Another
Hang
JP
on, why are you
horse?
Laughing
another,
at that?
Another JP horse.
Why are you laughing at that?
Another JP.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Wow. I didn't see that coming.
No, I didn't.
He toyed with William Money that day at Fairy House. Yeah. Absolutely toyed with him. It was a distance back to the third, which has since won easy, something Conti of Elliott's.
Cocktail Divine.
Deville or something, is it? Devine. Yeah, yeah.
Devine, yeah.
There was three in the betting, and this absolutely whizzed in. Mark Walsh got off. I remember the interview. Further he goes, the better. That was only 2 miles. Past the post. Forget the New Line. Forget Potter's Charm. Boom. Yeah. Next.
What about Final Demand?
No, sir.
I think that's in the wrong race, Final Demand. I think there should be in the other part of it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Big stay and chaser all stays.
Okay.
I've always, we go back to this, to Brad winning it.
He'd be vulnerable over 2 miles on good, 2.5 on good ground, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Mm. You need a speed horse in that race. Mm. There's loads of horses that have run in that race and then drop back to the 2 mile for the champion early the next year. You got, for me, it's through gritted teeth I'll be saying, are we betting the New Lion in this? I was taken by his win at Newbury, but then when you look what's behind it...
Wendigo.
Bill Joyce.
Yeah, Wendigo.
Joyce was behind it.
Yeah.
Potter's Charm beats Bill Joyce, but gets annihilated by a 6 mile bridge at Cheltenham. You want a bit of value, 6 mile bridge is your English.
You like this, don't you? I mentioned this before, yeah.
I like the sauce. It's just how good are the Irish, that's the question. Mm. And I do appreciate that, folks. Cowabunga has got the Copate de Bourdes form, 2 lengths behind that.
Is that entered anything else, Cowabunga?
No. Just that one.
Supreme.
No chance of winning that. He's not going to take on the other one, is he?
No.
Dave, do you like anything in there?
It's the old Sun Alliance novices, isn't it? Yeah, opening day. I saw the Irish races, the festival, Final Demand won well, like the other novice favourite. Big thing, isn't it, Final Demand?
Yeah,
jump a fence before too long. I can see it getting, I can see it getting beat. I can see it, Cheltenham finding it out, and it's just a little bit too...
He went right around the inside that day as well, didn't he?
A little bit too much for him. New Line, again, has been impressive, but as you're saying, what did it beat? But why did JP buy it? I know the guy's selling off his horses, the other guy, but... So looking elsewhere, I know on your, in the WhatsApp group, the Yellow Clay's been talked about. Is anybody on that
That's going for the Albert.
He's not going for it. Okay. Forget that one then. So again, looking for something, I'll look for something to be placed or each way again. I'll ask the question again, what's going to be the best outside of the New Lion? Well, it's not anymore, is it? No, it's still Skelton, sorry, yeah. Best English, you said 6 mile bridge is Fergal O'Brien, so we've got a live English contender. Any other Ross, English contenders?
16s.
I just say, is the British form good enough?
Fingal Bridge?
I think if the New Line could be 3-1, it doesn't make much sense for 6 mile bridge to be 16s.
That's a fair point.
The new Line beats Bill Joyce by like 3 lengths at Newbury.
Could have been 23.
Potter's Charm was overran at Cheltenham and beat Bill Joyce by 3 lengths, but then 6 mile bridge was 9 lengths in front of Potter's Charm.
You was on that day, Matt, weren't you?
So I think the
six
New
mile
Line.
Bridge, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think the New Line is
each way
very short.
Seven runners, punter's paralysis you had there.
He's the New Line for me is like what you thought of Potter's Charm when you said, what's he beat? Like, what has he beat? I think, what's the New Line beat?
But when he won at Newbury, he was literally out for a jog. I know the Potter horse is in there, Caldwell Potter, but he's won it so easy. I just find it interesting that JP's going to be running two of his horses.
That is interesting, that.
And they'd be both around the same price in the market.
Yeah.
I just find
the
that...
The thing is, Walsh will ride Cowabunga, because he's ridden it before,
and
Dan
Skelton.
Will ride...
Dan,
will ride,
you wouldn't want Dan.
Harry will ride the other 14
one. 14
stone. Yeah, 14 stone.
And the other leg.
Yeah, makes me 12.
Yeah.
I go back to Sun Alliance again. In a way, for me, being an old fart, if you want for a better word, and a purist, and knowing much more about this 20-25 years ago, again looking at that, the old Sun Alliance novices hurdle would be a great spread, wouldn't it? You could pick some each way ones. Yeah. Load of top English trainers, full stop. Would have look down now. It's Mullins, Elliot Mullins, Brazil.
You'd have your Nicholson.
You've got to go down 8 or 9 to find an English trainer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can rule that one out. Mullins. That's the way it is at the moment. That's what you've got to deal with.
Okay.
Right, the Brown Advisory Novices Chase. Over
3 miles.
3 miles.
The old Sun Alliance Chase.
The old Sun Alliance Chase.
The race that used to kill horses for a year.
Oh, it would ruin them. Mm. How many have won that race? And it's just
unsighted.
This is my lay of the meeting.
Ballyburn.
I can see why that is.
I think Dancing City's a better horse.
Yeah,
than
I do. 100%, and he's safer.
Yeah,
he's more workmanlike. Mm. I agree with you.
So that's my one for this. Dancing City.
High Class Hero. I'm still hoping he's going to run.
Ah, yeah.
But I've backed that at huge prices, but I don't know. He probably won't turn up. I'll tell you what. I could see Gorgeous Tom for De Bromhead.
Okay.
Guaranteed to be suited by the trip, pace of the race as well. He looked to stayer the last time. De Bromhead's horses hopefully have turned a corner now, but I could see that running well at a good price.
Okay.
Win only, of course, but you know, no Lenny leftovers with each rate.
I wouldn't be playing in that race.
No,
don't like it at all.
Okay.
But it's one of them races, and you get a lot of these races at a festival nowadays where you have two at the top of the market. And they'll end up fighting out the finish, and it's boring.
And this is the other thing about each way. If you've got, you're not getting one beat, you're getting two beat, just to get in the frame. So you're playing for one place, really.
Yeah.
So sooner everyone bins off each way, the better, right?
Yeah.
That's another thing that can come off the menu.
Wow.
That
bins off each way.
Yeah.
Each way betting when you can't win, the fox hunters and the mares races, culled. Off.
I'd keep the fox hunters because that's tradition.
Stop it.
It's tradition,
no,
isn't it?
It's not.
Not these it's new so races,
as,
but
it's so as Lord Fauntleroy can put his daughter up, can't ride,
Olive
endangers
Nichols.
The professionals, ban the race. Next, move on. Coral Cup.
Not like you to have an opinion.
Oh, pathetic. Cold absolutely cut. Here we go. Pathetic.
Now we're getting
it's like running a cellar at Royal Ascot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Sure.
Next.
Cold cup. If I've learned anything over the last 3 years, you don't ignore Skelton in these big field handicaps.
Not
you can't.
Over the last 3 years, 4 years possibly.
And it doesn't even need to be the one that Harry's riding, right?
It won't be.
There's a forecast bet in this race.
No. No.
There is.
That's like each way.
No, there's not. Reverse forecast.
One and two?
Be Aware and Joy and Michelle.
I wouldn't be surprised Be Aware finishing second like it always does. Yeah. He's also don't want to win as well.
Anyone with eyes that has watched Joy Machan's last two races, folks, as I'm sure you'd agree with me.
Three
races.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's near blatant cheating, isn't it?
I picked up on this during the race at Wetherby, and I rung Matt straight away, didn't I? Yeah. And I said, you want to check this out? And you come back to me, I've got the text, and you say, I can't believe what I've seen.
Mm. That was unbelievable. But I think Ascot the weekend was
worse.
Yeah.
The way he just comes through out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Token little push along. Yeah. And he gained 7 lengths on the winner from the back of the second last.
Mm.
My thought about this is they knew he was going to get another £2 or £3 on it.
Mm.
That takes him up to 1.35, I think it was. Last year's bottom weight was 1.28, so he'll get in. Mm. But they'll just reduce it by putting Durrell on it, because Harry will ride the other one, and he'll just claim the £3 back, so he's effectively not got the £3 raise. And then the commentator, I think Joy Machine may prefer a return to further. Well, blind Pew could have seen that. Yeah. Crikey.
This is more than hard.
50s into 14s, this is, and this will be single figures on the day.
I agree.
In fact, it could go shorter than the other one.
I agree, because looking at it, I think this race is going to cut. I think the top two won't run. I think the top two in the betting that is Kopec and Outer Belly. I don't think they'll run in this.
Outer Belly's an Ascot horse anyway.
I think he's an out and out two miler.
Yeah,
I think Kopec will go in the county, just thinking of historic where they won that easy with State Man.
The Wall Park is a certainty to go for the Stayers, by the way. Anton keeps telling me, it could go. It's no chance of going for that. Zero.
That's good.
Lisa O'Neill was on that podcast I watch, who's attached to Gordon's, and confirmed.
Good.
I tell you one horse that I've had respect for years, and it actually hasn't turned out to be anything like it should have done.
Washington Irving.
That, do you remember 40-1 for the Triumph. Terrible. Alexandra. I've got a story about that horse, Alexandropolis or whatever. It's running in Spain. Honestly.
It's
a horse he bet with me for the Derby. And we had a bet. I was on a horse. I can't remember what it was.
Another O'Brien or Espionage.
We had a bet that what would win more races in the year. And neither of them won a race.
But if you go to, La Manga now or something.
Honestly, I was looking through them the other day, and it's trained by some Spanish geezer, Juan Duang Schwa. And I'm looking, and he's running on tracks in Benidorm with Drunk Dave on top. Yeah, you've gone brilliant. From Ballydoyle to Benidorm. That's a new TV show. Brilliant. Ballydoyle to Benidorm. Getting back, there's a horse called Bunting. It's owned by Tony Bloom, trained by Willie Mullings, and it was really thought of for the Triumph last year.
Yeah.
And it's done nothing. And I've had a look. I was looking yesterday or the day before, looking at what it's done this season. So last time out, it was short price at Clonmel, and it finished second. I just think, what are they doing with that horse? I don't...
And he likes a punt, by the way.
He does. Mm. So just, it wouldn't surprise me if that's one of those ones that in the next couple of weeks, a wash of blue on odds checker, because they've made the decision where it's running. Mm. Not going to say it's going to win, but that's certainly on my radar.
He's in the county and the Martin Piper as well, so there's two other hands.
Yeah, so that's the Martin Pipe. That's the one where you can have your real plots and your gambles. I just, for a lot of these horses, they're doubly entered. It's not really one that you'd want to commit to this far out. But if Bunting was to turn up in there, Mark's horse, Juju Machine.
Best part about this is John Machine has only entered in the Coral.
It's
and this is like we've seen this coming from a mile away.
I've drawn this my holiday horse.
He can, and when you put look in Twitter, you put if you just do a search on the horse on Twitter or X, that's everyone. All they're talking about is the fiddle of this horse.
How do they keep getting away with it? Is something I've read a lot this week.
Yeah, but they say that about me. How do I get a lot of get away with a lot of what I do?
God knows how.
The registers that I'm on.
Anything you like in this race, Dave?
I'm just, no, I haven't really looked at it. I'm just flicking through, trying to find anything that jumps out, really. So, Bally Adam, second last year, wasn't it? The Bromhead, was it second in the race? Each way, knows the course. Another one, watch out, we were talking Mullins, Elliot, but Henry de Bromhead is always, obviously, worth looking at, and Joseph O'Brien, so don't overlook those two Irish trainers. But, yeah, just try another Bally Adam to go close again.
Love like to see those colours going up any any race course.
Moving on to the next race, which it's probably another one that you want to get
Bennett
removed from
all those Hooray Henrys walking over to the middle of the course.
In their tweed. Pathetic. Embarrassing.
Honestly, Bennett.
Embarrassing.
It's a waste of time.
Delta Work will win it.
Delta Work, yeah.
Move on, next.
I'm happy to...
Tragic race, that is. Absolutely tragic.
Handicap. Tragic.
Oh, Dave's Delta not having it.
No. If we're going to narrow the... Should we narrow the Cheltenham Festival down from 4 days to three?
Absolutely.
We're binning the Mayor's Hurdle.
Thursday,
we're binning
Friday, the Boodles.
I'm keeping the Fox Hunters, though.
I agree with the Fox Hunters. I like to see people in a cardigan.
It's tradition. It's heritage. Got some heritage still.
Yeah,
no,
I agree.
But again, as I was going to say...
So the winning owner can parade Tarquin and Ulysses.
It's the biggest trophy I've ever seen.
It's a huge cup.
It's probably the size of Scott Pym.
it weighs more than the Woolly in the rain. I can't lift this as well.
It'd be good to see David Maxwell win it, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would, in fairness.
Honestly.
We'll come on
Does he divide opinion here, the Maxwell?
No, not in the slightest.
You're pro-Maxwell. Good.
I'll give you one that's even more of a legend than him. Anthony Knott. Do you remember him?
He's back on the race course.
I hope he's got his horses again, and he goes on the back of them into Wincanton that day.
He's knocking around with Coxie told me the other day.
Yeah, he was hilarious. That's the sort of character you need in racing.
The guy took over from Milton. Not Charlton, the other one. The one since then.
I don't know.
Yeah, he is back though, definitely, yeah.
Right, the Champion Chase, John Bond all day.
Well, how can Gannick Warrior be 5-1 second favourite?
He's 5-1 to win any race again, isn't he?
Honestly.
He looked completely disinterested at Dublin Racing, didn't he?
Yeah.
Completely disinterested.
Is that French horse going for this?
I don't know. I'd like him to go for the Ryanair, but
he's a Ryanair horse.
Not unearthly at Cheltenham. Zero.
Really?
Every single race he's run is a flat. Ortoy,
Kempton
will suit him up and down. No chance.
Okay,
yeah, I'd agree with that.
I like
zero.
I'm fancy. I think I'm going to do John Bond's Solness forecast.
I like Solness.
Impressed by Joseph, Solness last time.
Yeah, like Solness.
Beat Marine National. For some reason, a smaller price than Solness in this. But
anyone that knocks John Bond is an absolute buffoon.
Thanks.
Marine National will be. Sentimental horse.
Correct. There wouldn't be a dry eye in the house if that goes over the line.
The Grand Annual.
Oh.
Last year won by Unexpected Party. Looks like he's got quite a few pounds to find this year, though, off 144. Won it last year off of 138. And the handicap has not given him hardly anything this year. They put him up loads and he's been nowhere in everything he's ran in for the prize money, and the handicap has not really dropped him too much. So I was looking at the other Skelton one. I was like, who's that then? Asta La Pasta is who I've come up with.
Oh, that's a horse that always...
It's interesting.
That Asta La Pasta always threatens. It's always well bet.
Yeah.
And I can remember betting it once and thinking, will win next time.
I did like one in this. Nara of De Bromhead. Run. It's not running now, I don't think, is it?
No, so don't waste your breath.
Yeah.
Why talk about a horse that's not hard.
Well, I was going to say, that is a horse I think you should keep your eye on, because I think, unless it's had a setback,
yeah,
you know, I think that's a horse, it's a five-year-old, I think that would have had a chance. I'd take a chance on Di Capo of Elliott's. He needs it soft ground, and he may need a bit further, but fast run race, I'd give that a chance.
Yep.
Di Capo has been running in some better race. Didn't stay 3 miles the other day. So
heavy.
Right, so this is one of my bets of all the handicaps.
We've been waiting for this.
So I bet this horse the last time it ran, and I was watching the race, and I was thinking, what is this jockey doing? He's out the back of the telly, and literally, they are honestly turning for home over in Ireland, and I'm thinking, what is he doing? He's sat with a double handful. And the horse is my mate Mozzie, one of Cromwell's. When you go back through his form,
decent.
He's running in good
races, yeah.
The thing that concerns me is he's running the e-ball. He's running long distance flat races. I'm thinking, why is he running over 2 miles over fences and not going further? So anyway, when he ran back in Ireland on the 1st of February and finished second, he's finished into the second that's a horse that's entered in this. I'm not concerned by that. I think it was his first run of the year. He had run previously on
running
a flat.
For another day.
Pardon?
Running for another
100%.
Day.
100%. And if you could go back and watch this race, you would be on this horse for the Grand Annual. I can see this race will be run, always is. The Grand Annual, it's ridiculous how fast they go in this race. Mm. They don't go this fast in most of the hurdle races. No. It's hell for leather. He'll be out the back and he'll just pick through. The jock, I can't remember who rode it this day. Let's have a look.
Who is it? Keith Donoghue, probably?
I'm sure it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah. If he can just give it the same ride, he will pick up the pieces coming out of that hill. And
is this?
14s.
Is it? Okay.
When I was looking through the betting and I saw it was that, the horse that beat it, and I'm not even going to pronounce don't ruin Irish names. It's an Irish... Right. Irish.
And Peen Diarra or something?
Oh, Dara something. Yeah.
Anyone who's listening to this, just go and watch that last race. He flew through the field, and I'm not exaggerating when I say how far back he was. Back he was a good half a furlong behind turning in, and just flew through.
Where
and
was
finished second.
Leopardstown.
Oh, was it the festival?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the 1st of February, that was, and it
went up £4. Is this a chase, David?
No, he's ran because he ran. He's been running in the flat in the summer. In some top class races, some really good races in Ireland, and
he was fancied for the Ebel, wasn't he?
I put up that as one of my strongest bets of the week.
He's the best dual purpose trainer around now. 100% Cromwell.
Yeah. Not James Owen then.
Not James Owen, sir. No.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Right.
Are you gonna leave us one for the bumper before you have to retire?
Oh, for the bumper.
No.
You don't have to have one.
The only one that I've bet in the bumper is that one that Marty put up. Casafatail, was it?
Casafatail, yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen that as well.
Which won't run, will it?
He's entered this weekend. He's just been...
Yeah.
He's been entered the last 3 weeks.
Got nothing in the bumper.
No, okay. Sadly, Matt's had to go. He's got an appointment and we've overrun, so... We can move on to the bumper, though, Jordan.
Yeah, let's. Unless you got anything in the Grand Annual, Dave.
I haven't looked. I'll be honest about that one, no.
All good. Always races that are just... You're looking for those plot jobs that are given those tentative rides last few times. So they take longer to look through. Right, the champion bumper. Another tough race, because there's still stuff coming out the works from... There's still... The one I've backed, Safatau, which is yet to run yet. In Ireland, he's been entered the last 3 weeks at all the Irish.
This was the talking horse.
The talking horse, the one that Patrick came out
before
and
the
said,
winter, wasn't it?
Yeah, Patrick Mullin said the one I'm excited about is Safatau. I'm looking forward to getting him out and getting him going. So you know, anyone that's looking for a bit of value,
it would worry me that he's not out.
Yeah, Willie's just said they're just giving him a bit more schooling. But I mean, this is 3 weeks now that he's been entered and not ran on the Saturday or Sunday and any of the bumpers, and he's entered again this weekend.
Still only leads in 3 weeks, doesn't
it? Yeah. You're going to call me absolutely crazy for this other selection, which is also running on Sunday.
If it's a British one, I will.
It is a British one. El Kairos of David Maxwell. This horse could be anything, I think. He's 33-1 at the moment. He's running on Sunday. And the way he won at Newbury, I was very, very impressed with. He was going so fast that Maxwell almost fell off. Honestly. 33-1. If he sluices in on Sunday, this thing becomes 12.
He paid for that one.
Yeah, expensive horse. He's by he's by no risk at all. Yeah, he's just he beat a few fancied horses at Newbury actually on that day.
It's with the Moors, isn't he? You expect Maxwell horse to be with a Alan King or a Paul Nichols or a Philip Hobbs, but he's with Gary and Josh Moore.
With him, yeah, with King.
Is he?
Nichols, isn't he?
So El Kairos is the English one. I've still not given up on Fortune Dumais, even though he got beat last time. Listen, this was the write up, okay? Harry said he ran way too free at Huntingdon, but he ran on well into fourth at the end. But what I'm saying is he's got course form.
When was the last horse?
He's got he's
finished fourth at Huntingdon and won the championship.
He's got course form. Harry knows how to ride him around Cheltenham.
Okay.
And you know what it's like? He's picks off horses coming up the hill.
As you're a mate,
I think he can run into the frame.
I
don't think he's going to win it. I don't think he's going to win it. But my bet's already there on the table. I'm still not giving up with him being in the frame if he obliges on the day. He's a tricky ride. He's a very difficult ride. But at least Harry's done it at Cheltenham already and he's got course form. So that's me for the bumper. But other than that, it's just a minefield. There's so many good horses here.
It's too early, isn't it? Don't you leave it to the day before to look at this? I'm just flicking through now. I mean, it's... Sadly, in a way, it's become a toss-up between Elliot and Mullins again, so I'd love an English runner to win it. I get massive respect again for Joseph O'Brien. He's got one light up the dark that's won from one, a nice bumper. But very early, isn't it? Wait till the day before.
So I think this is an interesting race this year, and I think it's one of the best quality races the bumper's been for a while.
I agree with that, yeah.
So let's start with the elephant in the room, Copacabana, which some of our group have, Andy's really keen on it, looked very good at Navan, but I've really got reservations about him. He's been in training all year, and he's only just made his debut.
Yeah,
he's over 17 hands, he's huge, this thing. And he did quicken up well, but he was so big and unfurnished. He's huge as well. They couldn't run him. So afterwards, Patrick and Willie both said he needs hot, deep ground.
Okay.
So that would be another worry, especially as a big horse.
Yeah.
The ups and downs of Cheltenham definitely won't suit him. Definitely. And he might turn out the best horse from that race for the future. 3 mile chaser, obviously. Mm-hmm. And to me, he might go straight chasing. I wouldn't be surprised if he went straight chasing and missed his novice hurdles. I tipped up Bambino Fever on here at 25s.
Yeah, that's in your and pick I'm for press break.
100% sticking with that.
Okay.
Patrick rode something else in the Dublin Festival. This really was mighty impressive for Jody Townend. Out the back,
yeah.
Made up a lot of ground around the outside, and then she sat and went again. And to me, a bumper horse that does that's a decent horse. A lot of these bumpers have one run,
yeah,
and they're gone. She made up a real fair amount of ground.
Yeah,
she got to the leaders, took a pull, and then went further away. Horses, like I say, that go twice, are few and far between. I think Patrick will ride this, okay, because I don't think they'll risk the other one.
Yeah.
The other one is the Elliot one, which, funnily enough, Patrick rode first time.
Calypso Chance,
yeah. The other one I don't fancy is...
Win beneath the wings. No chance. David Pipe.
No chance. Not an earthly. He ran in summer bumpers in... what's the place where they have the festival? Listowel, I think. He ran at Listowel. The Listowel Festival.
Yeah, he did, yeah. Beat Adrigal.
Yeah, that's right. Which has since won a hurdle, funnily enough.
Yeah.
I think that's Cromwell.
That's Cromwell.
Yeah. Well, Adrigal was the horse that fell when... The horse I mentioned for the Sun Alliance won. Funika Funicala.
Yeah.
That was the one that fell. That was the second favourite that day.
Yeah.
So this thing started in summer bumpers. The Ascot race, not one runner from that race has come out one since.
Yeah.
That was, I know it's hype.
That's the thing with it. The, the reason I think this is the Champion Bumper is such a difficult race to choose is because, like, on paper, before that race, that Ascot race, you're looking at all the horses that have won their bumpers behind him, and there was a lot. That was stacked on paper. That bumper was stacked. Oh, and as you say, none of them have come out.
I think it was a winner's race, wasn't it?
It must have been. There was everything there. Yeah. Money Garrow for the Skeletons.
I was going to say that was fancied, horse. Wasn't it? Yeah.
What else was in there? Tennessee Tango won at Wincanton.
That's right. Yeah, it's Tizard, wasn't it, when we were there?
Yeah, there was some fancied horse in that race. On paper, this one looks, you know, it was a good race. But as you say, nothing's come out since. And that's just, you know, these horses are maybe good in the winter, good in the autumn.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then aren't spring horses,
Morning
maybe?
Glorious.
Yeah. But difficult. Anything else anyone wants to mention on the bumper?
No, I'm...
Okay.
It's too early at this stage, isn't it, really, to see what the declarations are. Yeah. I just remember I did watch that Light Up the Dark win. It was the day at Nace when it was so foggy, I didn't think they were going to actually run the last race.
Oh, I remember.
Aptly
this
named
the last
Light Up
race.
The Dark, yeah. I mean, race visually reduced by fog, prominent lead over a furlong out and... quick and comfortably. I'll just pick it out because it's Joseph O'Brien.
Yeah,
definitely worth watching. Mr. J. Gleeson.
John Gleeson. Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heavy ground. Well, that's got anything to do with it?
I think, like you say, the ground, quicker ground will scupper a few. Mm. It'll help win beneath Warrings probably, but yeah. I'm not sure Calypso would want it quick, or certainly the other big horse, Mullins, wouldn't want it big. Maybe not the mayor either. So.
Yeah. Right, that concludes our Cheltenham preview for the Tuesday and the Wednesday. Lots of stuff going on there. Lots for you to think about at home when choosing maybe a couple of anti-post punts now or waiting until the festival. Shall we do our pick for Presbury, folks? Have you got one of those this week?
Yeah, I'm going to put up Joy Machine.
Oh, so am I.
Oh, are you? Okay, yeah. Okay. No, I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, you absolutely.
I'm on at
yours.
50s, I'm on at 40s, I'm on at 33s, and that's my,
I think you can still
my
get
holiday horse.
I think you can still get 20s, you know, with Betfair, not the exchange.
David?
What's a holiday horse, then?
So it wins you enough to have a nice holiday.
Okay.
There you go.
This honestly, this horse, this doesn't win. If I see the same ride out of this that he's given the last few times...
Just
Harry's done. Dan and Harry.
Harry won't.
Done.
Harry won't ride it. I don't think. I think Lado will ride it.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Oh yeah, true. Actually, yeah, because he got Beware. And we'll move on to our charity £10 fourfold. Both teams to score. Last episode we had another 7 out of 8.
Oh no.
Another one, and that was a good price last week as well, which is a shame. But this week we got one lined up at 7.37 to 1. I'm going with Plymouth versus Cardiff. And Norwich and Stoke from the Championship on the Saturday.
And I'm Southampton, Brighton, and Portsmouth QPR.
Yep. And that pays 7.37 to 1.
Okay.
Which will get us back into the green.
I've got one more thing to mention, if
please,
I may.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you remember the old Saturday specials, Jordan?
Oh, I do.
Fond us or not?
Well, Saturday specials to forget. No,
okay, so
I love a Saturday.
This Saturday, the Ida Chase at Newcastle. This is a horse I've been waiting to run called Your Own Story. Lucinda Russell, they've got a real thing about entering their horses and taking them out the final deck stage. Mm. So I'd leave it till the Thursday when it's declared.
Yeah.
But this is, I think it's about 20 to 1 for the Ida. Desperately, not unlucky in the Welsh National, everything went wrong. He had a horse make a bad mistake in front of him and shuffled him back as they went out on the final circuit, you know, where they bunch around that first bend at Chepstow.
Yeah.
So, and he got behind. Then he had something fall in front of him just as he was making ground at the fence at the top of the hill down the back straight. I think it's about 7 from home.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting beat about 16 lengths, finished 6th in the end, so... Punter's paralysis, 5 places, even got out of that.
Stayed on from 2 hours.
Stayed on strongly. This has got certainly got a marathon race in it. That may be all the Scottish National. He's finished 6th to Kitty's Light in the Scottish National when he went off 4-1 favourite.
Yep.
He just got caught in Ireland in a Premier Handicap. I think it was at Galway. And I think he's been dropped £2 since Chepstow.
£1.
£1, is it? Yep. Sorry. What's he now?
127.
Yeah, 127, that's right. I think he had been competing 132, 133. So 20-1. The race might cut up, so 20-1 would be a good price, but you're taking it on the chance that he runs.
Mm.
So I'd happily wait until he's declared, because they will take him out last minute. So
yeah, he's not chopped up yet.
No, I saw that. But that is one of the weakest riders I've seen. O'Donnell, is it, the favourite's gone up.
O'Connell, yeah.
O'Connell, that's gone up £15 for its last.
Did it?
It's just a horse I think's got a big race in him. So that'll pay for my travel for my holiday.
But
Joy Machine will pay for the real holiday.
Love it. Right, okay. That concludes day one and day two of the Cheltenham Festival preview. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, for the Thursday and the Friday. And we'll go through those races as well. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you all in the next time.
And
thank you.
And boys, please, please share it with your friends. And
absolutely.
Any questions you've got, please.
Absolutely, yeah. At the _ betting ring on x.com if you want to get hold of us. And, thanks for listening.
Thank you for inviting me. I bow down to your greater knowledge and research. Can I have a shameless plug as well? If you're interested in local sport, you introduced me as a radio legend earlier on, which is lovely. Yeah. Thank you very much. 6 to 8 Wednesday, Riviera FM, 107.9 FM across South Devon, or online at riviera.fm. Just round up what's happening across South Devon. South Devon only, with local football, rugby and sport throughout the year, with some great music tracks as well. Look forward to you listening.
And we'll see you again in a fortnight.
If I'm welcome back, I'm sorry, just feel like a bit part. I say bow down to your knowledge, but I'll do a bit more research. And yeah, I'd love to be. Thank you very much.
Sadly, Matt's a busy boy and he's had to leave a few minutes early, but
We'll try and get him back as well.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Right, brilliant. Have a good rest of your week, guys, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.